Good morning, everyone. Welcome back.
Here in Washington today, South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham opened day two of the confirmation hearings for Judge Amy Coney Barrett to be the next justice on the U.S. Supreme Court.
Each of the 22 senators on the Judiciary Committee has 30 minutes to ask their questions or to make their speeches, as was often the case.
Democrats tried to pry answers out of Barrett on whether she'd recuse herself from a potential case involving the results of this year's election. She said,
"And I will apply the factors that other justices have before me in determining whether the circumstances require my recusal or not. But I can't offer a legal conclusion right now about the outcome of the decision I would reach."
Democrats also pushed her on whether she would rule to overturn Roe versus Wade.
"Again, I can't pre-commit or say, yes, I'm going in with some agenda, because I'm not. I don't have any agenda."
And how she might rule in a case a week after the election on the validity of the Affordable Care Act.
"Well, it's a case that's on the court's docket, and the canons of judicial conduct, you know, would prohibit me from expressing a view."
Republicans praised Barrett for saying she would adhere to judicial precedent, for refusing to hint how she may rule, and for acknowledging that she made no deal with the president in exchange for the nomination.